Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really good story from the Noah Constrictor today. Noah Hiles at the Post-Gazette about these torpedo bats. And how the Pirates are ordering some of these individual players. It's like hockey sticks, you know, it's individualized. I don't think the team itself orders them, but players do. Jared Triolo's ordering one, Bob. If it makes him a power hitter, miracles may never cease. But
turn into Brady Anderson of the Orioles back in the day.
Right. They're available. They appear to be working. The Yankees, and it was the physicist from MIT, Aaron Lenhart, who was working with the Yankees when he developed this. And it's a very simple concept. For example, like Triolo told the Noah Constrictor, he showed him a bat and said, look at all these marks where, you know, I'm making outs, basically. And if you can move the barrel to where technology shows you, or the marks on your bat show you, that you're not making good contact, you're making outs, why wouldn't you do that? I don't think it makes a bad hitter into a good one, Bob, but it surely can help. It can make a bad hitter into a mediocre to bad hitter.
Efficient, more efficient. You know, I kept saying the other day, it was like a golf club when you get a fitting. It's the same thing. We hit balls differently based on our swing. So if you have the head of the club and you're always hitting it to the top of the club, then you know you need some loft, you need to change, whatever, and you can do that now with the heads of drivers.
Yeah.
That's basically what they're doing with this, just figuring out where the sweet spot is for you. It's different for everyone based on the length of your swing, how you swing, all of that.
Why wouldn't you try it, especially if you're the Pirates? And when the Yankees hit 15 home runs or whatever it was in their opening weekend series, including 9 in one game, and most of those were with torpedo bats. And then Ellie De La Cruz for the Reds, in his first game using a torpedo bat, hits 2 home runs and drives in 7. I know he's capable of a lot. That opens my eyes, and I was glad to see the headline on the Noah Constrictor story. Torpedo bats have caused a stir, and Pirates want their hands on them. I say good.
Yeah, I absolutely say good. Why wouldn't you? If there's a way to improve your swing, and here's the other part of this. If by doing so you become more confident as a hitter,
yeah,
that's a huge mental hurdle you've just cleared. So it helps you from your belief that you'll be able to do it. So all of it is good. Again, as long as it meshes up to the standards of Major League Baseball rules, then there's nothing wrong with it. It's innovative, and it's going to catch fire, and this guy should make a lot of money.
Yeah, and I see people, oh, well, the Yankees had a bad game yesterday. Nobody's saying if you use a torpedo bat, you're going to hit a homer every time. You're still going to miss the ball and things like that. I mean, it's not going to cure strikeouts and things like that. But the point is pretty obvious, really. If I'm moving the barrel of the bat to a spot where I most commonly hit it, that has to be a good thing. Now, I did see something, Bob, where Giancarlo Stanton for the Yankees, he had two, I think they were elbow injuries going into the season. He's a guy that quietly went to this bat in the postseason last year and hit tons of homers. And there was some thinking that, does this bat like affect you because the weight distribution is different? Could you get injured? He says no, but that was an interesting little side note. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's different than your normal swing in terms of what you're doing. So you could, I suppose, do it, but I think that's a small consideration. You know, if the positive side of this is that you would become a more confident hitter because you know this bat is catered to your swing, let's go. I want to see more of it. Offense needs to happen in baseball. It's right now it's become very strikeout oriented. There's not a lot of balls in play. You may get more balls in play. Forget about home runs. You just could hit the ball to the gaps more.
Right. And like we were talking about yesterday, the pitchers have such an advantage in terms of technology with these pitching labs and designer pitches. They can go in and design a new pitch and have it ready in a very short amount of time. And yet some of these guys are bitching and moaning. You know, I've seen I forget his name, reliever for the Mets or the Brewers. Like, you know, what is this, slow pitch softball? Well, you know, this is Bush League, things like that. Why can't the hitters strike back within the rules in technology? I'll bet you Rob Manfred loves this because offense sells, right?
Yeah, and baseball loved it when there was a steroid thing going on and everybody's hitting the cover off the ball. So they're not going. They would like to see it help people put the ball in play. I think that was something that he said a while back where he said, my biggest concern is not home runs. It's fewer strikeouts and putting the ball in play.
I don't know if this helps you with putting balls in play, though.
I do.
Really?
If you're a better hitter, if you're confident with it and it helps your swing, the way you swing, you don't have to have the power. Regardless of what the torpedo bat does, it's not like it's corked. You're not going to be able to just hit the ball and it's going to go forever with an extra velocity that O'Neal Cruz brings.
But I don't see how a different barrel helps you not miss the ball.
I'm saying it makes you more confident. And if you're more confident,
yeah,
you can do more things at the plate, whether that's plate awareness to get you ahead in the count, whatever the case may be.
Does part of you just want them to allow anything? That's what the reliever, I think, for the Phillies said, was basically, if they can do that, can we go back to using spider tack or whatever that stuff was? Like, part of me wonders and thinks, just let everybody do whatever they want. You want to use steroids? Seriously.
We've had that conversation before, and I think that's a legitimate one.
You want
to
use pine tar?
If you're willing to risk what happens to you later in your life because you think you... And again, by taking steroids, by no means you're going to hit the ball. If you have bad hand-eye coordination, it doesn't matter. You can be big as can be and have the strength, but if you don't hit it right, you're not going to get any results.
They've been cheating in baseball since the invention of the game. It's just a matter of what form. And they're still cheating, I'm sure, in various forms. I'm sure guys have, you know, found ways to fool the drug testers. I'm positive there are still
Profar, who just got suspended for 80 games. You know, he signed a big deal with the Braves. 80 games, he's not eligible for the postseason because he had a masking agent. Last year, he said he passed 8 drug tests. This year, he got caught first time.
There's guys still doing it, right, is the point. And why not just let them do basically whatever they want? Does part of you think that limits? Just let them do whatever they want? Let people cheat?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. They're cheating anyway, and they always have.
That's the thing that's frustrating to me. Like, there's so many different avenues and ways to go about it. But right now, like, I don't think that it's all out cheating. It's just, I think.
No, this isn't cheating.
It's innovation.
Yeah. Not yet.
It's stretching the rules to some degree. It's innovation,
to some degree, yes.
But you're looking for advantages. And I think if you aren't trying to do that, then you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to figure out ways, whether that's stealing signals, you can do it in a clandestine way, you just figure it out. whatever. You're trying to get an edge.
Yeah, this isn't cheating, but it leads to the question of if they're going to do this, can we openly cheat? Yes, I say. Just let all cheating go. Because it's always happened anyway, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, teams have done it. Leagues have done it.
It's like paying players in college sports. It's like they've always done it anyway.
Right, that's the same kind of thing. Although now we're at a you see all these teams losing players left and right. Now Pitt is following Robert Morse's lead.
I know.
You know, I feel good for Andy Tui. He got a new contract, but he has to retool everything now. The whole team's gone.
Did you like that horse? He has to retool
everything.
Retool the tool shed. Man, I used to walk into those hockey dressing rooms and, you know, the weapon of choice is your hockey stick. That's how you make your living, really. And those guys were incredibly finicky about it. You'd walk in and there was, you know, a blowtorch where they were working on the curve and how to tape it. And they were always talking to the equipment. There would be these, you know, guys you hadn't seen before who are equipment guys. That's how they make their living. You know, that's like a guitar player who's finicky about the guitar. Of course, that's how he's earning money. And it's the same thing in baseball. The glove and the bat. The Noah Constrictor asked Kiner Falefa, you know, how much time would you need here to try one of these torpedo bats? He said, one good swing and I'm taking it into the game. If it drastically improves the power, why not give it a shot? I feel like guys across baseball will agree with that, Bob. Do you?
Yes, especially because that's the players who are at the plate want better numbers. It means money in the long run. It also helps your team. So, yes, if they can gain an advantage that way, sure. I'll be anxious to see, you know, Noah House, that they're coming here. How soon will they be here, and can they use them in this series? Because you know the Yankees are.
You know they're coming in with the torpedo bats.
Not all of them, though. Aaron Judge doesn't. You know, why mess with him?
Is he one who's not using it? He's not using it. That's interesting.
He's already hit four home runs this year, too, and he doesn't need it.
Well, that's, like I said before, that's kind of the other side of it, is the feel of it. And it's got to feel a lot different when the barrel of the bat moves, right?
Absolutely. It's like getting a new club, and it's heavier.
Yeah.
In golf, or lighter. And you have to adjust your swing based on that, because your swing changes based on how, you know, how it's shaped, the weight of it, all of it, the length of it. So there is an adjustment period, but I don't think it'll take long. If players believe it can help them, we'll see what happens. I would love to see that help the Pirates. They need it.
Man, do they ever. That lineup but again, needs something.
We should not kid ourselves into thinking they're suddenly going to become a 300 collective hitting team.
No, of course not. No, but it gives you a better chance.
A better chance, that's all.
Maybe. I mean, it's still very tiny sample size here.
The thing that has to change overall, regardless of what bat they're using or a broom or whatever they have in their hands, you got to be better at plate awareness. They're striking out way too many times or falling behind in too many counts, and you can't do that.
Coming up next, wait till you hear about a team. There's another team that was interested in trading for Joe Milton, according to one insider. You may know that team. We'll tell you next, and that's going to be part of the Limitless Express. You want to tease to the other treats you have, Limits?
Yes, I would love to, Joe. The Steelers have a new agreement with a team. What is this about? And also, one man stays alive while another man falls. Mm. What does that mean?
The story of life.
We'll tell you next.
Join us Friday on Federal Street for opening day. Nova Place is just steps from PNC Park and a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on Spot Hero. The best part is an easy exit with any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. Bob, I'm thinking about playing some songs out at a coffee shop. Will you go tonight, or are you working?
No, I'm working tonight. Got a lot to do. Playing songs at a coffee shop? You actually go in there with a guitar?
Yeah.
You do?
That's how you do it.
Are you paid, or do they just...
Paid? No, I'm horrible.
So you go in there. How about if they don't like it?
Then they boo, but that hasn't happened yet.
Wow.
Limits, would you like to join me?
A musical barista.
I would love to join you, but I am not available to.
Call in sick.
Cannot do that.
All right, I'll just do it by myself with no support from my friends.
I think people will love it, though. No, it's soothing. Yes,
they're
it is.
They will.
Just don't yelp in the middle of it.
They're going to hate it.